AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A meeting between Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and the leaders of six of the seven parties represented in Parliament is underway at the Presidential Palace, sharing his strategy for negotiations with creditors on a new bailout deal after austerity referendum results showed a majority in the no camp. Meanwhile, he's in the market for a new finance minister. The AP's Elena Bekatoris reports from Athens that Yanis Varoufakis has resigned after being told some Eurozone finance ministers would prefer he not attend their meetings.
It was very clear right from the beginning that his relations with his other European colleagues were not very good at all. So he said that they have asked for him not to be present at these meetings and that the Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, has judged that to be potentially helpful.
Two bombs blamed on the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram exploded at a crowded mosque and an elite Muslim restaurant in Nigeria's central city of Jos. Officials say 44 people have been killed, 67 others wounded. Three people remain missing after the pontoon boat they were riding in hit a barge and capsized in the Ohio River Saturday night. Two people were killed in the accident, four rescued. Louisville Fire Chief Greg Frederick says the search for the missing isn't easy.
We're still hopeful that we may be able to locate somebody. We do know that with the debris that we found last night down near the New Albany boat ramp, there's a potential there could be something miles downstream.
Sound courtesy WHAS-TV. Boosting her social media outreach to younger voters, Hillary Clinton is seeking to offer reassurance to gay youth in a Facebook posting. On the page for Humans of New York, the Democratic presidential candidate predicts the future for gay youth is going to be amazing, and they'll surprise themselves about the incredible things they'll do. This is AP Radio News. Bert Shavitz, the bearded face on Burt's Bees products, has died at 80.
Shavitz helped start a company that grew to be worth more than $900 million, but you would have never known by his lifestyle. He was a hippie beekeeper making a living selling honey when he met a hitchhiker who changed his life. Roxanne Quimby had the idea to make products from his beeswax. That was in the 80s, but Shavitz left the company in 94, heading back to Maine to pass the time watching wildlife. In recent years, Shavitz lived in a cluttered house with no running water. He died of respiratory complications in that rural Maine home, surrounded by family and friends. I'm Violet Ekonomova.
5-2, the score of the USA's win over Japan for the Women's World Cup. Carly Lloyd scored three goals.
It's a surreal moment. It's been amazing. I mean, we just wrote history today and brought this World Cup trophy home, which is unbelievable.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.